Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Alistair saying 2 days after the leaders of North Korea and South Korea met for a summit along their shared border, the emotional, memorable, and even funny scenes from the time together are both a bitter reminder of Korea's 7 decades of division and an insight into the mysterious character of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Kim became the first North Korean leader to set foot on South Korean land since the 1950-53 Korean War, when he stepped into the southern side of the border village of Panmunjom to meet with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The two have agreed to work toward a nuclear-free Korean peninsula and to better their communications. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson reacted.
I'm very encouraged by what's happening. I don't think that anybody looking at the history of North Korea's plans to develop a nuclear weapon would want to be over-optimistic at this point, but it is clearly good news.
Meantime, President Trump told a political rally in Michigan on Saturday night that he expected his summit with Kim Jong-un would take place in 3 to 4 weeks. He said that 3 possible sites are being considered for the much-anticipated summit. After making his diplomatic debut in Brussels at the NATO Foreign Ministers meeting, the new U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived in Saudi Arabia Saturday on the first stop of a swing through the Middle East, also visiting Jordan and Israel. Pompeo is expected to brief U.S. allies on administration policy toward Iran. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.